Well, between a Cherico and red, it's kind of a light red. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard them call cherry tomatoes, but we raise these little tomatoes around here for years.
Have you ever heard them call outhouse tomatoes?
No, I haven't, but I've seen them grow close to outhouses.
What about a little red thing that grows down in the ground?
That must be a radish, and we grow them here.
What different kinds of potatoes are grown here?
Well, arch potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Is there another name for sweet potatoes?
Well, yams. Mm-hmm. I've heard them called yams. Of course, they're that kind of a potato. Call them yams or sweet potatoes. I can't think of another one.
If you wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd go to the store and ask for two or three...
heads of lettuce.
Would you ever use that word heads talking about children? Say someone had five heads of children?
No, I didn't hear children called five heads. I mean, heads of children.
Uh-huh. What if someone had, say, 14 children? You'd say he really had a...
Well, he'd have a big family, or he'd have...
Do you ever hear people say a passel of children?
Passel. I expect to have, but not very often.
You wouldn't say that?
No.
Say if it had been raining, say if someone had about, we'll say 500 acres of land, you'd say he really had a what of land?
A big acreage or quite a bit of land.
Would you ever say a right smart?
Yeah, I've heard that expression with several different things. Say a right smart of land or a right smart of, you know, crop or something like that. That's a word, it's just used.
Do you use it?
I have.
Uh-huh. And what different kinds of beans grow around here?
Ooh. We have, well, Verrata has a name that I wouldn't know them all. I know. We have a Kentucky Wander. It's a string bean. I guess that's what you call it. And then we have a butter bean. We have a speckled butter bean. And they have the white butter bean. And then they have other kind of string beans, what they call a bush bean. And we have a pinto beans that we use for while they're green and when they're dry and shallow.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between butter bean and lima bean?
Well, kind of hard to explain. One of them's smaller than the other, generally.
Which one?
I think the butter bean. Now, there is a little lima bean, and then there's a big, I call lima bean, and I don't know whether they have a different name for that or not. We don't grow those big ones here.
What color?
The little butter beans, what we call, they're white. Mm-hmm. But we do grow the speckle butter bean here.
Any other name for string bean?
Snap beans.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
What about green beans?
Well, green bean is just any kind of a bean that you pull while it's green and you snap it, you know, and a lot of times you'll say they're snap beans. That's just a kind of slang word.
Or string beans?
Yeah, string beans. A string bean has generally strings on it. When you snap the end and pull it down, there's a little string that come off on each side before you snap it. And that's one thing, reason they say.